You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Karl Eliezer, when met with Rivka Imenu Ala Shalom, you remember the jewels that he gave her? Berkala Gulgolet, Samidim. Remember? Yes, right. So Rashi HaKadosh explains that actually Eliezer was giving sign to Rivka Imenu that this is actually the Shekalim that your descendant, they're going to give, and also the Luchot. So that means the way and the jewels that Eliezer gave to Rivka Imenu was referring to the Shekalim and also Luchot HaBerit, the tablets. So now, why she was reminding Rivka Imenu or give her a warning about this special mitzvot, why she needed to know about Shekalim? Why? Why? Moshe Abraham Shalom asked Am Yisrael to give chatzi sheren, half a shekel. Why? No, but what was the purpose? What were they doing that Hashem asked them to give half a shekel? Why?
Because to rent from the Hashverosh and Amar.
No. At the time of Moshe Abraham Shalom. Yeah, that's true. But at the time of Moshe Abeno, why did they collect it half a shekel? Very nice. Kiti said, Lo Shisayed, right, to count them, right. So now they gave a half a shekel because they were being counted, because we cannot count the Yehudi. We cannot say 1, 2, 3, Echad Shteim Shalosh, Ek Dose, you know. So at the time that they were being counted, so they had to give the half a shekel. So why Eliezer is telling Rivka Imenu that you have to actually watch for Ayin Hara, no? That's what Eliezer is telling Rivka Imenu, no? No? Yeah, Harav Keli Yakar brings... Yeah, Harav Keli Yakar brings a very interesting thing. He says that actually Eliezer is informing Rivka Imenu, here, this is a half a shekel, because later on, they're going to collect half a shekel. Why? Because they're going to be counted, and they have to be careful about evil eye. So now here, we see, who is the husband of Rivka Imenu?
The husband
of Rivka Imenu. Who did she marry to?
Yitzchak.
Very nice. Yitzchak Avinu. So now Yitzchak Avinu, in the end of his life, what happened to him? Was he able to see?
No.
Yitzchak Avinu, was he able to see?
No.
He lost his eyesight. I'm sorry? Yeah, right. So why? What happened? All of a sudden he was not able to see? What happened?
Because
of oneself to give the right person. I know, but why? Yeah, right. But what? What was the cause that he was not able to see?
Malachim cry.
Yeah, that's true. That's one reason that when he was put on the Mizbeach, the angels start crying and the tears fell in the eyes of Yitzchak Avinu. Exactly right on the right spot. So like Gemara says that when they went to the Gera, so then Avimelech, right, was planning to take Rivka Imenu. And then he found out, no, this is his wife. So then he gave him money. So he said, this will be Kesut Einayim, that Cheshpushi, right? That you didn't see anything. Gemara says, no. Abimelech actually cursed Yitzchak. So this Kesut Einayim, that means he unfortunately cursed his heart that his eye will be covered. So Gemara says, because what Avimelech said, Yitzchak Avinu became blind.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.